Sadiq's comments, we'll try and follow the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch as much as possible. So the mitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch on Tov Laman Aleph says that the mitzvah is to be Bodek of Leil Nissen, Leil Yudalad B'Nissen, Tchilas Alayla. So the Shulchan Aruch posits that the mitzvah really is not, it's not the Kol Alayla, the Kol Alayla is B'Di'evit, the Ikir mitzvah is the beginning of the night time. And that accomplishes certain halachas in regards to the second half of the halacha is what are you allowed to do before the bedikah? What are you not allowed to do before the bedikah? We know that the Chazal addresses this issue. We're afraid that a person will get involved in different things and will forget to do the mitzvah kriyishma, tefillah, lulav, tefillin. We have a limitation on what we're allowed to do before these things because they don't want you to get involved with something else and forget. But over here it's more significant because it's not just a question of if you get involved with something else at the beginning of the Laila, the problem isn't just that you're going to forget to do it later on. Is right now is the proper time to do it, as opposed to other places where it's the whole night. So we're afraid if you do something now, you have plenty of time later on, but you're going to get involved in that and get busy, etc. So that creates a different element of halacha over here. So the halacha is that the Mishabur Pasim that the Mitzvah Bedika starts with Tchilas Hesek HaChavim. Morgan Rom says it's Benash Moshes. Mishabur says it's Dafki, you should wait until Hesek HaChavim. And have it on beforehand already. Chatzi Shoah beforehand, a person should not sit down to eat a Suda. A person should sit not down to learn, etc. So Suda. So the Isser is, that in the Chatzi Shoah beforehand, the Isser is pass more than a kebaya, a mezonos more than a kebaya would have the same halacha. Mezonos, which is possible with kissing, have the same halacha. Paris harbe is mutter, and kustima is mutter. The real halacha comes along and says, based on what we're saying, even we have generally have that halacha, lagabi mincha, that teima is mutter beforehand. That's only over here during mutter over here during the half an hour beforehand. Because when it comes to tchilas halayla, you shouldn't be munching on your apple party, right? You're having your 15 apples that you're allowed to have. Right? You should be doing the bedikah, because now it's the time for the bedikah. So that's whereas, but by mincha, the teima is mutter. You're allowed to start the teima chatzi shoah beforehand. You're allowed to continue your teima during the zman, as long as you leave yourself enough time at the end of the zman. So after your 17th apple, you can go and daven mincha before shkia, right? So as long as you leave enough time at the end to be able to do it. Going to sleep is usur. A person would give his sleep over to somebody else to awaken him. So at the din of shomer, there's a machlokes in the Magen Rambam and the Taz, whether we rely on shomer for devar rishus or only rely on shomer for devar mitzvah. Is it alarm clock? We'll get that in a second. In other words, if I want, I need to take care of something else besides this. So I'm going to be, but I'm afraid I'm going to forget to do mincha, so I have another thing to do. So I give a shomer to remind me, because I have nothing to do. What's the other thing? The other thing, a dvar mitzvah, a dvar rishus. The Taz in Simon Ayin Reshe, which is the issue over there of being karla or a ner, which is where the lofa, some lofa of shomer brought down. He says the only way matter kriya or a ner ayeli shomer for devar mitzvah. So I want to read something, which is I want to learn a sefer. So you have a shomer kriya or a ner, and I point the shomer to remind me not to make a mistake to play with the lamp. If I want to do that, to do something which is, let's say, not even also to read on Shabbos, but it's devar rishus, whatever you define it, you know, something which is not also to read on Shabbos, which is devar rishus, but okay, right? If you assume that some of the modern books that they have out there are permitted to read, whatever they are, so Taz says you rely on the shomer for that purpose. The Magen Rambam disagrees over there. Shulchan Aruch Rav over here points out only for devar mitzvah.
If you would start a half an hour, if you'd start before the half hour, would you allow to keep going through the half hour?
So that's another example of this issue. Normally the rule is if you start before half an hour beforehand, when it comes to Zman, you're not mechuyev to stop. But over here, because the increment is betchilas halayla, the person should stop.
So if you're in the middle of learning, you should stop.
Okay, so learning like this, if the The Mishabur brings this question over here. If there's a shikvul rabim, people have this kviyas that they always learn. That's machlokes whether we should interrupt the shikvul rabim in order to do the bedika betchilas alayla. If it was a person that was an individual person learning, so the Ramah says you comes to chilas hazman, you have to stop. The Shulchan Aruch disagrees. If you're, but the minhag Ashkenazi like the Ramah, so for Ashkenazim you would have to stop in that situation. Alarm clocks. So Scheinberg has a tshuva that he wrote. It's published in the Amatera, the periodical called Amatera, where he said that he feels alarm clocks would be a valid shomer, but on the condition, two conditions, that one, you should put some type of a little piece of paper, you know, petek, whatever it is, on the alarm clock, why it's ringing. So the alarm clock rings, you know, and it says, oh, the alarm clock's ringing, and turn the alarm clock off. You know, that's not a very good shomer. Not the shomer for kriyah in there, obviously, but somebody, you know, remind you not to forget that. Right? But you look at the alarm clock and say, oh, it's reminding me to light the Chanukah licht, or it's reminding me to light, you know, the daven mitzvah. So that would be the case of the alarm clock, which would be permitted. He says, and you have to respond immediately to the alarm clock. Oh, well, the alarm clock, yeah, good, I have to daven mitzvah. Right during the Gemara, like, so what I accomplished. You know, the point is that you should the Shomer reminds you, and then you. So if you have a person there, so you can say the point is he's an ongoing shmir. The alarm clock is a one-time shot.
Well, you could put
the snooze. But the idea is you can't just shut off the alarm clock and walk away and say the alarm clock is Makai Mitzvah of Shomer, and now I'm going to go back to whatever I was doing. That wouldn't be the idea. Okay. One of the questions that always comes up with the night of the Bedika is the issue of Maariv versus what do we do with Maariv versus the Bedika? Because they seem to be sharing for very very similar time slots. Many people daven Mincha Maariv in the Shul, they're davening it either right before the Tzeitzus Chacham or right by Tzeitzus Chacham. So that seems to be a steer to the Bedika. So what is the Sugya? Sugya just is that we would prefer not to be vatal, something which is an inyan kavua, just because of bedika. So therefore, in case of a tzibur is davening, they always daven b'tzeitzus chachovim. They would continue to do so, right b'tzeitzus chachovim. They would continue to do so even the night of bedika. They'll daven the regular time, and then afterwards, we will go and do the bedika afterwards. If a person's davening b'yachidus, so theoretically, really, he should also, he should daven beforehand. He should do bedika beforehand because but we're afraid that if a person does bedika, we're concerned that the person will forget the daven maariv, get involved in something else, and forget the daven maariv. So therefore, the halacha says if there's somebody else available, even though we have a concept of the mitzvah by saying mishlucha, it's better you should do the mitzvah yourself. In this situation where you have the tension of the person davening b'yachidus, you should ask somebody else to start the bedika, and he should go daven. If there's nobody else available, he davens, and then he does the bedika. If the person davens b'yachidus on a regular basis, so he's used to davening b'yachidus by himself, we assume he's probably not going to forget. Bedika was not one of the things Chazal said as a steer at the tefillah, like a meal, because I'm afraid a person starts a meal by nighttime, eats his meal, after the meal you get tired, I'll go to sleep for a few minutes, next thing you know, he lost the mar.
Isn't any activity that can take drag on, isn't looking for chametz, do it well?
If you do it well, we'll talk about how well to do it. There is a bir halacha, when it says you can't do malacha before, you can't do malacha by mincha, it's talking about mincha, in Reish Lama Beis, I think it is. Which he raises the question, brings I think from the Meiri, if I call correctly. I'm not going to go vague. Is when Chazal said these things, was it any, you know where the example of the work is, the case is Bursiki. He's involved in the Bursiki. Was it Dafka this case, or was it anything similar? So he brings that as a question. The Pasha is the Maisa Badika is a mitzvah, you have a Chivu Badika, Tchilas Elayli, you should do it. So, if we're really afraid a person is going to forget, so we say daven first. If a person's ruggled to daven b'yachidus, so he very rarely forgets. So, So Mishnah Berurah says you should be bright at Kila. However, he brings the Chok Yaakov, says you still have a problem with Tatar Shein HaTatar, Tatar Kaidim. We have a rule when you have two concurrent things, one is more common, the one that's more common should go first. So what's Hakan of Pshat Nechokim? Again, this argument, because really over here, Mitzvah Tefillah is the whole nighttime, and Dika is really preferably to be Tefillah Salayla, so that's going to override the consideration of Tadar Vashen Tadar. It's like the Zman of Eris. One of them, it's you're losing its Zman. And that's the argument, what to do with Mar. Okay, that should keep us... Okay.
Having a minion kavua later on in the night is considered
valid. If every minion kavua later on in the night, you should do badika by this man and the dharma later.
In general, that's considered to be like, you're not considering you're going to forget that.
Right. There's people have a kriyas to go, etc. I'm talking about badika. Gabi, you know, heal is different, you know, different question. Is a minion kavua enough to be mad to a person who always has kriyas to go? The pasha did a gemara is masha, that's not enough. If I was going to talk about such an idea, there is a council member called Rabbi Mitkriya Dodi. So if I'm together with a rabbin, it's a bit different story than if I'm by myself. But is there such a story? I remember there's a piece of it from Ryam and Zilber in his Sefer Makar Halacha in the Seth Shabbos in the first parak. How does the Shabbos is Minyan Kavua? That you go to Minyan Kavua every night, later in the evening, I go to 11 o'clock tomorrow every night, whatever reason. So that allow me to eat a meal because I'm always used to going. Is that reliable? I don't remember what he said. I remember he donned that shirt.
Can we change the yeshiva schedule and have a mirror right after second stage?
It's going to get nice. Though. I mean, not so much now because it's later. But like, in the winter,
because the person's here in the same... That day, somebody, you're in the same muck, and we're not afraid. They're not afraid that you're going to pick up and leave. I mean, some guys might pick up
but
and
after
leave.
After dinner, they go elsewhere.
Right. Okay, but that's after dinner. Because I'll handle dinner, right? So if I decide to eat my meal and fall asleep in the base matters, you're not afraid that that's an arishu because somebody will come and wake you up and down the mirror, hopefully, right? Problem is, I'm going to eat my meal at home, and then you have to get me out of my house to get to daven. Daven, that's a problem, right?
If there's a minion that you always go to.
So that's this shalos a minion kavua. Is there a hat a minion kavua? Right?
You're definitely safe. You being a star, you stay in the base matters whole time.
I'm saying, if you go right, if you're here, like, you know, so that's, you know, that's not what our problem is. Now, if the guy, again, even if the guy eats and then he leaves, so we have to know what the leaving has, you know, whatever you're getting involved in, you know. Some things are Dormash, and you know, some things that people get involved in, and the talk, you see the talk, they miss Marv sometimes.
It's the same thing by lunch.
Same thing by lunch, oh, see, so, the Shalom by Mincha is. It's not clear what Chazal asked, or it's Machloek, whether Chazal asked some of the Mincha Gedolah or some of the Mincha Ketana. So, the summer for sure is that Mincha Ketana is not until much later. Even in the winter, 1 o'clock lunch is still, it's not, the Iker Pesach over there was that we were Choshed by some Mincha Ketana, not by the Mincha Gedolah. So, you have usually, you know, even in the winter, you have 2 hours with Mincha Gedolah, Mincha Ketana. What?
If it's the same building, it's okay.
Yeah, so even somebody would go, you know, decide that he wants to go out somewhere else, and we pass in Lukula, the Iker Isser is a Surah Gdala, some of the Mishnah Ketana. So, Belila, it's even Stama Surah Babayas, because the people come home, and that's because other people come home, and they would eat the meal and fall asleep. That's what you had a long day work, you came, you ate something, your stomach is full, and you fall asleep. I don't know, it's like a Shabbos, you have to admit, you fall asleep.
I want to assume that even if you fall asleep, you wake up before.
If it's some of the Mecha we're not mocked, but if it's some of the Mecha Gedolah, no. You have a limitation. You have to make either a Sharmer. Now, if you don't wash, you don't eat mezonos, so you just eat, you know, Bosser, Peres, fish, those type of things. That's not a Kavis, the guy, but it's a lot.
Mezonos is Passover
Kistin. Yeah, Pesketi is not a problem. Pasta is not a problem. They also specifically bread like type of a mezonos. Okay.
Summer.
What?
Summer never really gets.